Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G. Achieva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. We thank God for you, 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 and you. Ah, yes, we praise God for someone just like you who are listening today. And those that listen on a continual basis, we appreciate you. You should call us and talk with us and let us know today just how you feel, huh? Just what God is doing for you. We would love to know. And the number is 347-857-3925. Punch the 1. And we will answer the phone. Well, somebody will. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And get in touch with you right away. And we just want to hear your sweet voice. Because we love you. We really, really do. We really love you. And we want to tell you about it. All right now. All right, now if your name ain't on the prayer list, we can't pray. We didn't call your name because you didn't give us your name, okay? Mm-hmm. So we want to pray for you or your family or whoever needs the prayer. So call us and give us a name, whoever you're concerned about, all right? Waiting to hear from you. Now here is Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Giving God all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto his holy name. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, Lord Father God, thanking you, Lord Father God, for this day, Lord Father God. Thanking you, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that we are about to pray for, Lord Father God. Thanking you for just having your way in them, Lord Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we come before you, Lord Father God, holding Cheryl Singh, Lord Father God, in prayer, Lord Father God. We pray, Lord Father God, for her family right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for your continual shield of protection round about them, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for Norma, Lord Father God. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch her as well, Lord Father God, giving her strength, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, continually, Lord Father God, for Carmen, Lord Father God, as well as her mom right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for healing of their bodies. Father God, we thank you for bringing Carmen out of the hospital, Lord Father God. Father God, we ask you, Father, to continue to touch her mom that is there, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to touch each and every person, Lord Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord Father God. You know each and every person, Lord Father God. Father God, those, Lord Father God, that is seeking salvation, Lord Father God. Father God needs your help, Lord Father God, with a job, Lord Father God, a home, Lord Father. Father God, healing of their bodies, Lord Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your will being done in their lives, Lord Father. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing of the heart, Lord Father God. Healing of the mind right now, Lord Father God. Healing, Lord Father God, even of the spirit man right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we continue to thank you, Lord Father God, for Alana May, Lord Father God. Father God, the way, Lord Father God, that you brought her out of the hospital, Lord Father. She came in fighting, Lord Father, and we thank you, Lord Father God. Father God, for each and every day, Lord Father God, that you give her, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father God. to pray, Father God, for Raymond Jr., Lord, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, that he no longer needs, Lord, Father God, a feeding tube, Lord, Father God. Father God, he too also came in fighting. He's been fighting for a long time, Lord, Father God. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for him being able to just be a normal child, Lord, Father God. We thank you for bringing him through each and every heart operation, Lord, Father God. We just bless you, Lord, Father. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray for those, Lord, Father God, that are on dialysis, Father God, going through cancer treatments, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thank you for healing, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the endurance, Lord, Father God, that you have given them, Lord, Father God, even to reach this far, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for new hearts, Lord, Father. We thank you for new kidneys, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for new livers, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father God, for healing of cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We hold to you, Lord, Father, Cheryl White, Lord. We hold to you, Deidre. We hold to you, Deacon Whitted, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thanking you, Lord, Father God, for just having your way, Lord, Father. We pray, Lord, Father God, for these young men, Lord, Father God, that they see you, Lord, Father God, find their way, Lord, Father God, in you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, rise them up, Lord, Father God, to be the man that you call them to be, Lord, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord, Father. We hold to you, Lord, Raheem, Cahill, Ashley, Leroy, Lamar, right now, in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just touching their hearts and touching their minds, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for complete change right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We pray also, Lord, Father God, for Michael Jr., Lord, Father God. Touch him right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for just having your way, Lord, Father God, with him, Lord, Father God. Touch him like never before, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch our listeners, Lord, Father God. Those that are listening now, Father, and about to listen at a later time. Father God, you know what they need, Father, and we thank you, Lord, Father God, for providing for them, Lord. Father God, we thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the overflow, Lord, Father God, in their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, I pray, Lord, Father God, for my apostle, my bishop, my deacon, my pastor, Lord, Father God, that are about to bring forth the word, Father. Decrease them, Father God, as you increase in them. And, Father God, I cancel all assignment that was sent towards this broadcast. Anyone, Lord, Father God, talking on this broadcast or even listening, Father God, to this broadcast, we render it null and void right now, covering it right now, Lord, Father God, under the blood, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to show up and show out, Lord, Father, as we turn this broadcast, Lord, Father God, into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, amen and amen and amen again. Yes, did you hear that prayer? Now we're waiting for you to call to get your prayer in, your prayer request in too today, okay? That's what we are looking for today. You also. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for just being able to pray, you know, for you. If you want us to pray now, we can't pray less than you ask us, all right? We'll pray, but I don't know if you'll be in it and your name ain't called and it won't be our fault, will it?
No.
All right. Hallelujah. All right, let's give you a little word today before we go on any further. All right, our thoughts, like children, need to be guided and controlled. If we let them master us, they become tyrants, and we their slaves. Think about it now. Our thoughts, like children, need to be guided and controlled. If we let them master us, they become tyrants, and we, their slaves. You want to be a slave to your thoughts?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. We thank God for, we won't call it our guest, but we thank God for our bishop here with us today. Amen, somebody. Mm-hmm. We thank God for him, and we thank God for Deacon May. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Sister D. Mm-hmm. We thank God for you on the other end. Praise God. We thank God for all our friends that is on the other line. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God for those that listen continually, too, on a daily basis. Every time we are on, we thank God for you. Yes, we love you. We'd love to give you a great big hug if you come near us. We will do that. Okay? This reminder, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a pleasure just to be with you. Amen. It's a pleasure to those that have been with us for these years. How many years now, Miss D? Thank you. We've been here, what, about 10 years almost, to say, give or take. Uh-huh. And we just thank God for you that have been with us. Some from one or two of you have been with us from the beginning. All right. And we thank God for you. We should have a celebration, shouldn't we? Some type of celebration. Y'all send in your ideas. Send me your ideas, what you think would be a good celebration, okay? I'm gonna leave it to you. So help us do this, huh? And celebrate those 10 years that we've been on. Is that okay? Give us a thought of how we should celebrate, all right? All of us. Let's have a joyous time. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Come on, call me and let me know now. You can call me, let me know, write me, let me know some way with your idea, all right, of what we should. I know you have some type of idea how we can celebrate. We haven't celebrated since we've been on, but it would be a good thing if we celebrated, wouldn't it? Anybody here want to celebrate?
Amen.
Okay, y'all saying it kind of slow here. Amen. They're saying it real slow, aren't they? Uh-huh. Praise God. You never think you would be here that long, would you? Amen. I had no thought of that, you know. Praise God. Whatever way it goes, it's all right with me, you know. Praise God. Long as we're doing the will of God, that's all, doing what God has called us to do.
Amen.
Let's do it. No matter if it seems small, okay, we do it. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And why don't you just give us a call and talk to us about it? I don't mind. We'll do it, you know. Hey, it's the word. Huh?
Amen.
Tell them, say, word.
Word.
Hallelujah. You know how people say it, young people say today. But we're going to still talk about faith today, about your faith, my faith, our faith, their faith, everybody's faith. We're going to talk about that somewhat today, okay? You say, why do you want to talk about faith? Well, it takes faith, don't it? Hmm? As our Bible talk said, to live in this hostile world, huh? We are in a very hostile world, a nation, anybody you want to call it, we in it, okay? And things are going on. And let me tell you, I'm going to start with one scripture. We'll address a few more before we give these men of God to rain, let them have the rain, huh? Psalms, we're going to start with Psalms 8. Now listen, the Bible is full of faith. Scripture is full of faith. We just picking out a few choice ones we like at this time, because we could go on and on and on and on with this subject, okay? But I'm just going to start a little bit with subject matter that I have with it. For thou, the fifth verse of the eighth Psalm.
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Talking about man. The fourth one, let's okay, give you what we're talking about. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? Huh? What is he? The question is being asked, huh? Why are they so important to you? Well, that really don't need much of a question, do it? You should know that. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. You're a little lower than the angels, okay? You ain't the angel, but you're a little lower than he is, okay? And has crowned him with glory and honor. Now, if we don't say too much of anything else, remember these two words, these few words. And has crowned him with glory and honor. Okay, I want you to remember that. And the sixth say, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things, where? Under his feet. He has put all things under his feet. Now, I'm going to read a few of these things that's listed in Psalms. That he say he put on his feet all sheep, oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. Ooh, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now, he has put his hand on us so that we can do what? These things. This is what it made us, you know, to have dominion over the works of his hand. You say, why are you saying that today? Because, you know, I love to talk about it. I go back to it every now and then. I talk about it because faith demands action. Huh? Faith demands action. You got to understand the fact that he made him to have dominion over the works of his hands. Huh? Do you hear it? Mm-hmm. So you have to do what? Have some faith, don't you? You've got to walk in faith. Exercise that faith that you have. Because when faith works, it demands action. Do you see what I'm saying? You can't say you have faith and don't put it in action. Hello? Anybody there? Praise God. Amen. We're just trying to get you to see a few things here about faith here today because it do demands action. Huh? Oh, yes, it do. Now, in the first place, your salvation, it took faith for you to have salvation, didn't it? You first got to believe, is it not? You got to believe in order to do what? Have the salvation, because it's not coming unless you believe. I know we say, well, I don't believe, I got faith. Well, I don't know what kind of faith you do, you still got to believe in Jesus. Because he is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is the everything. Didn't we just finish saying that? Everything. He put all things under your feet, and he gave that to you, to us. Okay, we'll say that way. All right. Now think about the action. Now, we're going to talk just a few minutes about the action, then we're going to leave way for somebody else. So I know they got something about faith they want to talk about, huh? Mm-hmm. See, now we listed some of the things that is in our hands that God has given us dominion over, right? The works of his hand. Then he made all the animals, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Huh? So now, if he made all the animals like he did in Matthew 17, he put fish, he put the money in the fish mouth, didn't he? So the fish was what? Huh? You demanded action from the fish. Do you get the picture? Hello, help me somebody. You demanded action from that fish, didn't you? Because God gave you dominion over it. Hello. He said the sea. Didn't he say it? And the fish of the sea, he gave you what? Dominion over him. So if you have dominion over him, you can tell that fish, a fish, I don't care what's his name, who his name, what he called, you can demand that he do thus and so. Uh-huh. You ever seen what's that man from Australia we look at all the time? Crocodile Dundee. Dundee showed action, what? By controlling any animal come against him, he talked to it. And that animal backed up. Then the dog and anything else. Fish would jump up out the sea. I don't know. It didn't say nothing about his faith. But, see, we want some faith that demands action. Now, don't you? Now, you look at it in the Bible and you say, well, the Lord told his disciples to go fishing and all. Aren't you his disciple? He said, you are my disciple, did he not? So now, if you're the disciple, you can demand these things to happen. Lord, I'm going fishing today. You know, hey, praise God. Don't go just to find something to fry in the pan. You know how we do. We going to get us a dinner today, fish dinner. We going to go fishing for our dinner. You don't go fishing for the money? Huh? How you know what's down in the bottom of the sea? They tell me that down in the on the ground of the sea, way down, is the treasures. All types down there. You mean you cannot fish up part of that treasure? Huh? Throw a line in, throw a line of faith in, and do what? Draw out some of it. God would just put it on and enter that hook and bring it on up. You don't believe that, do you? Sounds far-fetched. I know it do to you. But it don't sound far-fetched to me if he gave me dominion over it. And to show us that you have dominion over the sea and the fish and everything else, what did Jesus show us also by when the winds and the waves came up against the ship and everything, and he was resting in there asleep and being at ease because he knew that he had the power over that, but the men, the disciples, had to see that for themselves and had to learn that he had given them power over the sea. But we don't use our faith for that. We want to use it for a car, husband, wife, diamonds, a house, and all these material things. We want to use our power for, don't we? And our faith for. Well, I got faith to have me a house. And somebody said, well, you ain't got no faith. You can't believe for a house. Well, you were not trying to believe in for a house or airplane or what you call it, limo or Rolls Royce. You're not believing for stuff like that. That's immaterial to you. You got to believe in for something more greater than that. It's like when the storms of life begin to rage, and the way the weather is going now, that somebody ought to have the faith. You know, these people is fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Now, they should right now go out and speak to one of these sea storms.
Come on now.
Because faith demands action. Now, if you fasted 40 days and 40 nights, you are supposed to have the power of God working in your life that you can say when that wind get to roaring out there through your backyard or wherever it's coming through, that you should stand out there and say, peace, be still. Huh? Come on, talk to me, somebody. Talk to me. Hello now. Think about it now. We fast and we pray and we don't see no action. Huh? Now, what are you fasting for? Oh, I want my ministry to be so this. So I'm fasting and praying for my ministry to be this, that, and the other. You want it to be like somebody else's ministry. That's the first wrong thing you're saying right now. Be like somebody else's ministry. Be like Jesus wanted. You have a ministry that when you demand that you can walk on the sea. I'm not saying walk on it for the be showboating or you want to show somebody that you got so much power, you fixing to sink. Because that's the wrong reason. But just because God gave you the faith to demand action of his word. Do you see what I'm saying? You got to demand action. And it's like I told somebody, there was a little word about when they were going to see the doctor and they know they weren't feeling so good and they begin to kind of get anxious and a little aggravated with it and concerned about it really fully. Say, don't worry about it because you got faith. Your faith demands action. You tell the Lord that when the doctor look at me, he will find nothing. In any way, you won't find nothing to talk about and give you more pills for. You say, why do you say that? I say, when I say intensify your prayer, that means your faith is now in action, demanding a manifestation. Hello. Now, to me, sound like words, no words, but it is a word that you need. This day, in these hostile situations we endure every day. Every day is a storm come through some neighborhood. Mine, it come through been coming through every day. You say what? We put a seal around our homes because of the faith that we walk in. Lord, cover my house with your blood that the storm won't harm it or hurt us. Do y'all know how to say that? Huh? Come on now. Do you know how to say that? Are you scared to say that because you think he might not do it? Huh? I think people get scared because they think he might not do it. That doesn't make sense to me. But why not do it? Try it anyway. But he might do it, though, then, won't he? He may hear you. He may hear the faith if there not be any doubt in there. You cannot doubt. Do you believe it? First, long, so do you believe it? Can you believe it? See? Tell yourself, say, faith demands action. So now I got to get active. Hello, somebody. I got to get active, huh? Because what did Jesus tell you also in the book of Mark? He told you, say, have faith in God. Huh? Have faith in God. He said it. If he said it, he's able to back it. Huh? He did not say he give you power and don't back it. Huh? Because when he backs it, that means there will be a manifestation. Huh? Come on now. I know. I keep telling you. I say, well, everybody talking about, well, you need to fast 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't tell you to fast 40 days and 40 nights. He told you personally to fast, what, 3 days and three nights, not 40 days. You're going to do it because Sister Mary doing it. It ain't going to work for you. You will not have a manifestation as you would like to have because you didn't follow instructions. Obedience still work with the faith. Oh, my. Got you then, didn't it? See, you want money in the fish mouth. Huh? But you don't want to exercise the faith and go to work and throw the fish line out there. Huh? How you going to get the fish up, tell the fish, jump up here on the show? Is that what you're going to tell it? You want to demand something out of the ordinary that you ain't paid for yet.
Come on now.
You ain't paid for it with your obedience. Hello? You didn't pay for it with your dedication to the word. Commitment to the word. Hello? You want to go every direction but where God say do go. You like old Jonah. You want to go someplace else. You got the power right there in your mouth, on the tip of your lips. Come on now. And when you speak that faith word and God heals you, he make everything else come into play, don't he? Come on now. Put all your cause be in the right place. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you today? It demands action, and it will get action when you put it into action. But if you never exercise anything, and nothing happens. You know, one thing about it, I was telling somebody, I said, let me tell you, when you start talking about faith, and you a man, woman, or whatever faith, you're going to be tried by that faith you're talking about. You have so many trials and tribulations, you think you're sinning now. Say, Lord, what I'm doing wrong. Lord, what I'm not doing. What I done should have done, and you told me, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't know which way was up. You know, you're going to ask some, oh, God, all these kind of questions, because you are in such a deranged that of so much things happening to you from one end to another. You go to church, something happened. You go to work, something happened. You go to the store, something happened. The car break down, somebody run into you, or somebody want to start a fight at the grocery store. Something happened and your children is all out of whack. Your mother and your father done gone astray too. And the dog and the cat is fighting each other. You got all kind of stuff going on. And you wondering, didn't you say you have faith? God gave you faith? I know I got faith. When you know you got faith, then you know you got some problems. You know you're going to be tried about the faith. It don't say you don't have faith, but he try you because it demands action. So now you want him to act on what you say, then you're going to have to do what? Go through it. He say you go through the garden. You don't stay, get in there and stay around and play. You go on, walk on through it. The garden may have all kind of thorns. See, all kinds. The roses ain't the only thing got thorns. Cactus got thorns and everything. Some other plants got some kind of sharp thorns on them. So when you go through the garden, you don't know which one you're going to touch. But you go through. Do you see me? You hear me? Come on now. But you have faith in God that you'll make it. You have faith in God that you're not going to walk for nothing because he told you walk for nothing. God told you walk for nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know? Now, if you're full of the devil, let me tell you, God got something for that too. Just like the man with the legion of them. There is faith. It's going to take a faith to get it out. See? It's going to take faith, and then action's going to come. God going to back up because he said that we had the power. He's given you the word in you that you can cast out devils. You don't have to be afraid of them. Why are you afraid of the devil? You got the devil too? You ain't got to get afraid of if he tell you don't mess with that devil there, you don't mess with him and leave him to him. Because he might have put that person in that position. See, we want to go up there and prove to everybody we got power and we got faith. I don't have to prove nothing. I found out this. I don't have to prove a thing. All I do is wait for the moving of God. What you say? Should I or shouldn't I? Should I mess with this devil here or should I let this one here go? Do you see? Do you get it? because my faith demands action. So therefore, when I am approached by it, they are in my presence, and I have to see first, is God want me to? I was in revival in Georgia, praise God, and there was a devil there, you know, and it kept acting up in the service, you know, it kept acting up in the service, and I had a long list of people to pray for right there already that was full of demons and everything, but not like this devil. And this devil kept popping up. And I say, Lord, I am so tired. I done come through all these people here. I really didn't want to mess with it myself. But, you know, it kept on, and God just let me loose and say, okay, I'm tired of this devil. Let's do this thing. I just went over there, and that's where I started. I put my hands on it, move everybody out of the way. Whole bunch of non-believers is there who don't have the faith of that to cast out a devil. And I had to move all of them out of the way and then do it. And God did it. He backed me up. See, God backed me up. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't fool with these things unless God says. See, because that can turn around, hit you in the face, and get in you. Because you ain't had no business messing with it. Why would you want to go mess with something and you know you ain't ready? Amen. Some devils you do have to prepare yourself to deal with. See? It really do. I'll tell you about that one of these days. That was a heavy one. That was a heavy one. That devil was very heavy in this action. The whole family was possessed. But God delivered. But you got to do what? Believe that God can do it. Huh? And when you believe, this is when you take action and you ask God to do what? Direct you. Okay? Don't get up there and just say, well, you know I ain't got power. You stop doing all that boasting. You're going to get the devil too. Then somebody's going to have to cast him out of you. And I don't need that. I don't want that part. You see what I'm saying? Huh? I don't want a legion of devils, do you?
Nope.
Mm-mm. You don't want all them devils hauling up in you. Every time you go out here, you lay hands on somebody. He said, lay hands suddenly on no man. What do you think he's talking about? Find out if you should lay hands on that person. Yes, he told you can cast out devils. He gave you that power to do that. But then you've got to do it. Well, how? Instructions from him. Huh? Didn't David ask him one time, God, should I go? Am I going to win? Or what? See, first time God tell you don't bother. But when you come to another fork in the road with a whole bunch of enemies, Lord, am I going to win this battle? God say yes. In other words, when you take action, I'll be behind you. I got your back. That means a manifestation is sure. Huh? You don't have to guess. When you prophesy, you ain't got to guess. I don't have to ask you a question because when God tell me, I know it's true. You the one got to figure it out. I'm not going to tell you nothing less than God tell you. Tell me to tell you. See what I'm saying? That way I know it's true because I'm waiting on God. What you doing? See, when you have faith in God, you wait for him to give you an answer. And you know God don't work on your plan and your time. Your watch don't work with his. You see, his time is different from our time. He may not work for next 30 years or so, but you know what? It'll be his time. And you will get aggravated and restless. You want action now, so then you will try to do it. Therefore, nothing will happen. There'll be no manifestation. Do you get it? It's like the preacher tells some of the congregation, it's not time for you to go out yet. And the people going to say they restless, and, you know, most of the young people do that anyway today. But I know this. It doesn't matter what you put to your remembrance. Your spirit ain't ready. Listen to your leader. Because they are doing what? Talking to God for you. Because if you go before time, you're going to make a mess. Shipwreck, as we really call it. Huh? This is what will happen. You cannot do that. And then you won't last long when you go out there because you went out there before time. You, as soon as the wind starts to blowing, it's going to blow you down. Huh? And if you don't watch out, it's going to blow you in the nearest hole where you can't even climb out. Huh? Come on now. Think about it. I'm just giving you something to think about. I'm going through real crazy. You know I'm going over it. You know. Now, Romans, he did tell you, he gave you a measure of faith, didn't he? Hmm? See, we forget some things. God gives you measures of faith, and he gives other people the gift of faith. Read the book now. He gives you some people the gift of faith, and everybody has a measure of faith. We all have a measure of faith, but there are some that's endowed with the gift of faith. Huh? Oh, that's how they can go through all the stuff that they go through. That's why the enemy is always fighting them and coming against them every kind of way he can, because he's trying to destroy the faith that they have in Christ. Hmm? Have you ever thought about that? Do you think about it? Come on, think about it now. Hey, which faith you have? Measure? Okay, all of us have that. But then he gave some. Those chosen ones, he chose to have the gift of faith because he know they're going to stand through everything. Look at Paul. Paul was blessed with the gift of faith. He could go through everything, anything, deep waters and enemies on every hand, jail and everything that he went through, sickness, and he's gone through afflictions and all these things he's going through because of his faith. See, he didn't just deal with the measure, he dealt with the gift of it. Because it puts you in places where no one else goes. The measure of faith will keep you on the borderline. The gift of faith will put you all the way in the middle of it. Huh? Come on now. Talk to me. See, I had to learn all this myself, you know, about the faith. When God told me that my faith demands action, and so therefore I began to go into action. See? It's an action word. This is what we do. This is how we do it. See? He showed us many times in the scripture, even in these carnal bodies, and as Jesus walked the earth, he showed you even in the fig tree. You can talk to the tree. Huh? You know how what the whoever grows flowers and stuff, they talk to your plants. Do you know it works? Huh? Do you know it works? Now, it sounds silly to some of you that don't understand faith, don't understand Christ, don't understand salvation, people that just on the outside of Christianity calling it religion. You don't understand things like that. I love flowers, and when you talk to them, they grow. And when you don't talk to them, they shrivel up. And I have a plant that I've been had, I don't know how many years, 7, 8, 10 years, too, or more, maybe more. Apostle gave it to me years ago. She was moving from Florida to California and gave it to me. I still have the plant today. And, for a while I kept looking at the plant and I said, well, my plant dying. What's going on here? And every day and I talked to it and it looked like it was just still dying. Still dying. I said, well, am I sick? I just had to see about myself. And it dawned on me, I was praying, and the Lord told me, the one who gave you the plant, she is extremely sick unto death. And let me tell you, I had to pray for the plant to pray for her. Now, that was a strange thing. I thought it was strange myself. But do you know, after a bit, the plant started, it never died, but it kept a little life in it. And I kept talking and talking to it and talking to her like I'm talking to her. I didn't know where she was. And when I met upon her some years later and she began to tell me she was dying of cancer, they didn't think she was going to make it. And I told her, I said, you'd be surprised is what how God works. You will be surprised how God works. Now, that plant is alive today because she's alive and still preaching the gospel. God brought her out. You hear what I'm saying? Now, that was putting it into action. I didn't even see nothing. But the plant, because the plant, was, she gave it to me. She said, I know you'll take care of it. And I did, and I still got it today. And it's been some years, that same plant. Because what? When faith demand action, he said the trees even got to listen. The oxen, the beast of the field, the sea. Everything that his hands made is going to become manifestation in your hands as you put your faith in action. Do you get that picture? Amen. Huh? That's what he do. What did he do for Jeremiah? He said, look at that. What'd you see? Now, he didn't tell him nothing about an almond tree. I'm putting an almond tree up here. Do you see it? He ain't say that. He just say, what do you see? Depend on what do you see now? Do you see yourself talking to the ocean, talking to the storm, talking to some dare place that you're in? Where a whole group of crazy people is acting up. Amen. Can you pray for that situation at that time and believe that God can calm the storm there in these people's lives? Huh? Try it sometime. I know you're scared. You don't want to do it. You want to get out there, right? You're scared, right? And you want to get out now. But let me tell you one thing. Stop being so scared. You want to have a great ministry. Having a great ministry means you're going to have to take a lot of things. You're going to have to step out of that box you in, that comfort zone you in. You're going to have to step out of that. And let's see some action here. Huh? You know how you like to see action movies? You want to see something moving around. You want some action. You want nobody just standing still talking. You don't want to see that. You want to see something moving, something happening. Huh? And then you get excited, don't you? But get excited about Jesus. Say, I want to see the hand of God at work. I want my faith to come alive in me, so alive that I had to believe in myself. Because half of the time we don't believe our own self. We ask God and still don't believe him when he do it. Come on, you know you don't. Talk the truth now. Here Jeremiah trying to, he's seeing something, and God say, what you see? What else he going to say? I don't know, God, what I see. You know how we say, I don't know. But what do you see God calling you to? We ask you, well, I ask that question a lot. And he said, well, I don't know. Well, listen here, if you don't know, what you want me to tell you? He should ask you, what do you see yourself being or doing? Do you have any vision inside? If you belong to Christ, you ought to have some type of vision. Small, great, medium, whatever, you should have a vision, shouldn't you? Now, if you don't have a vision, without a vision, the people perish. Isn't that what he said? So therefore, you're going to perish because you don't have nothing to offer, have you? Now look again into you. What is your vision? What do you see? Jeremiah said, well, I see a rod. You know, you see a rod of an almond tree. Now, I don't know how a rod of almond tree looks because I don't know how almond tree looks. But evidently he must have known because he see the rod of almond tree. Now, what do you see? Think about it now. Now, when he seen that, what did the Lord say? Well, thou hast well seen. If you seen it, he going to hasten to perform it because he told Jeremiah, I will hasten to perform it because you saw it. Now, if you hadn't seen nothing, you wouldn't have got nothing. Amen. Hello, somebody. Now, come on, what do you see? Come on now, see your way. I like that, sister. See your way out of your situation. See your way out and see your way in to what you need from God right now. Because he said he will hasten to perform it. Now, let's get back to this. Be real. When his hasten is there and our hasten is two different hastens. His hasten may be this minute. Or the next minute, or next week, or next year. But it's still God's hasten, right?
Amen.
He'll do it suddenly. That's your suddenly. People say suddenly today, everything is happening suddenly. Well, who's suddenly? If it don't happen suddenly, you're going to tell the prophet or whoever told you that they lying. That's what you're going to tell them, you know. But God is saying suddenly now, but it's in his suddenly. I mean, you may not be ready for my suddenly right now. Do you get the picture here? Faith still demands action. But when he says suddenly, don't think it's just in the next minute. Now, if God give them a specific time, like in 3 hours or something like that, then I'll sit down and write down the time and count them 3 hours. You see, if that's what they said that God said, you see. But if they just tell you suddenly or soon, say soon. Soon don't mean the next minute. The next hour, the next day. Soon could mean soon as God get ready. And think you ready for it. Because all the time, the stuff we ask for, we are not ready for. We can't handle it. Women right here, I want a husband. Do you want a husband? Do you know what to do with him when you get it? Are you ready for a husband?
Yes, I am.
Or you just want somebody to hold you and hug you and warm you?
Nope.
That's all you looking for.
Nope.
Your flesh is telling you you want one. The God of your heart is supposed to be the one to let you know you ready for one now. You ain't going to be bossy. You ain't going to be the one in control. I'm giving you a man's man.
Come on.
See? And you just want you a man. You want a pretty boy. You done told him what color you want. You done told him how you want him to look. You want to be looking good. But suppose God got the ugly duckling for you.
Jesus. Work it out, Lord. Work it out.
Now, I'm gonna briefly put this in, then I'm gonna quit before I get in trouble. Amen. You see? Because I knew a person, I don't even forgot the name, but I just remember the incident. And the woman had been asking for a husband for a long time. I know because I was around them. And they just ask for a husband, ask for a husband. They want a husband. If they had a husband, they do that. They had their own business. Now, I can't really see what you need him for, except one thing, okay? Because you got your own business, and it's doing good and all that, so you don't need nobody to take care of you. You see what I'm saying? So they kept asking for a husband, and God sent this man, person, and God knows, excuse me, forgive me, y'all, don't throw no rotten tomatoes at me or nothing. Let me tell you, he was not an American Beauty Rose. He was a big person, but he loved her, and she was a hairdresser. And when she come home, don't care what he had work he been doing all day, that man would take her feet, soak them, and rub her feet, rub her shoulders, cook for her so she wouldn't have to cook. Then long time somebody telling her, man, what you doing with that ugly man? You know. But she's telling how good he is to her. And he wasn't keeping nothing from her. He was giving her and, you know, helping her and everything. And she divorced the man for a pretty boy. Because that's what somebody else like. And I say, you have to be crazy. I said, you had a good man there. Why'd you do that? Well, she started finding all kind of faults. Well, the man had them faults when you met him. And you chose him. Now, why are you going to get some friends that's going to talk jealous of you and cause you to lose what God gave you? You see how silly we are? You had faith and believe in God to get this person. And you got one, but somebody all of a sudden going to tell you what he looked like. Don't even make sense to me. I thought she was crazy. You see what I'm saying? Now, you know, hey, she could have been in right mind. You might have done it too. I don't know. But I can't see making them kind of choices. All right? Just because of the looks. Okay? Forget the looks. Forget the think about the personality, the character of the person, and how good they are to you. Okay? You can think about that, all right? My faith will go with that. How about yours? Huh? Well, you know, I said I wasn't, but see, we had to have faith to get into Christ in the first place, huh? Because in Colossians we did say that he said, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. We're walking in, and you need to buy the book, Kingdom of Faith. We're walking in the kingdom of faith. That's what we're walking into today. Right here, we're going to hand it over to, here you go, somebody.
Good God, Bishop. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word from Apostle Porter. About faith, you know, a lot of times when we in this faith walk, we don't understand what faith really is. We don't understand that every day we wake up in the morning, we got to have some kind of faith. We got faith to wake up. We got faith that God will wake us up. We got faith that breakfast is going to be there if you desire, you know. But it's always, we always walking in faith some aspect of our lives. We have faith on things. We have faith about our jobs. We have faith about this and about that. But we always got some kind of measure of faith. All that's well and good, but do we have faith in God? Do we have faith in Jesus? That's the main point, thing to have faith in. But people got faith in everything else but God. Well, what's the purpose? What's going on? What's wrong with that picture? You know, so it's a lot of things that we got to understand that what Apostle was saying there, it's a lot to unravel there. But, you know, the bottom line is to walk in faith and also to see where your faith will take you at, where you'll get to. Because, you know, God wants us to have faith in him. That's what we're here for, to have faith in him. And as we were talking last night, also to pass it on. What we learned, what we got out of it, what our testimonies are, because everybody was bought from someplace. But don't forget, Jesus paid with a price for us. So why can't we have faith in him? There's always a way, and there's always something for us to do, and there's always something for us to get into. But when the apostle was reading that Psalm 8, 4 through 9, I thought it was interesting, you know. You know, and I read it again, and when it said, "What is a man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor." Now, if we got glory and honor, and we're just a little step below the angels, why can't we do the right thing?
Yes,
Lord, why? You know, that's the question I point out to people. Why can't we do the right thing? I mean, we so wrapped up in selves, human nature, and letting the devil get into us, because we can't blame it all on the devil. A lot of it is just us. You know, and we have to understand that. You know, a lot of people do things talking about the devil made me do it. The devil ain't make you do nothing. That was you. You know, so we got to get into a habit of seeking God and trusting him for what he can do for us. Because God is reaching out for us. We just got to reach back and believe in him. We believe in everything but the wrong thing. I bet you if you go out there, as Bishop Porter said, go out there and put you some money on the dog track, you believe that that dog going to come in. Then that dog don't come in, you be just a sourpuss and everything. Because you don't put your money. But when you put that money on that dog or that horse, you just knew it was coming in. You just knew you was finna win. Same thing when you get a ticket from the lottery. Everybody think they gonna win the jackpot. You got enough faith to put them $20 in, thinking you gonna win. Then when you don't win, you say, well, okay. You know, you be down and out. And a lot of people play the lottery, and then they don't put no offering in church because they done bought lottery tickets. Where was your faith at? Yeah, they done took their tithe money too. And then they gonna want to know why the Lord ain't blessed them. You know, the Lord ain't bless you because you ain't have enough faith in him to put your money in his pocket, in his offering cup. You wanted to go play the lotto, or you want to get on your knees and shoot some crap. You know, but you know, a lot of people do strange things. Man does strange things. But right here in the Bible, it tells us we was a little lower than an angel, and he gave us glory. He gave that to us, honor and glory. He gave that to us. Now, why can't we live with honor? Why can't we have the glory of God in us? You know, these are questions, you know, that I'm just throwing out there. Why can't we? How can we possess the heavens? How can we possess the word of God and possess the things that we need to possess to do and to succeed in God, but we don't have faith? But we don't understand what faith is all about. As apostles say, faith is action. Where's your action at in God? Where's your action? What kind of actions are you taking? What kind of steps are you taking to get there? Let's go with that. What kind of steps are you taking to get there? How do we need to act? What do we need to do to get there? Ask your leader. Your leader should tell you. But you can see where your faith at every day. When you wake up and you thank God for opening your eyes and waking you up this morning, you got enough faith for that one, so therefore carry that faith the rest of the day. Don't lose it soon as you step out the door. Then you want to shoot the driver next to your bird. You want to cuss them out. Then you want to get on the job and cuss everybody out. That ain't no faith. You can't shine like that. You can't do nothing like that. So I'm just here to tell you, you know, as apostles say, that their faith is action, what we need to carry out. We need to carry out these things. We need to carry out that action plan that God gave us in the Word. Because that's the action plan there. It's in the Word of God that we need to understand what to do, how to get there, and how to succeed. See, a lot of people don't know how to succeed in faith. As apostles say, are they afraid of failure? Faith isn't a failure. Faith is just action to step out in. You know, you got daredevils that walk a high wire. They got enough faith in themselves to walk that high wire. Why can't we have enough faith in God? Because we're just a step below the angels. We just ain't got no wings. Although some of us try to have wings, you know, they might be high on something, but they do try to have wings. They think they do anyway. But we need to understand that when God told us right here in this verse that we're just a little lower than the angels, that's power right there. That should tell us something. That should tell a lot of people something. It's telling me something right now. It's telling me that, hey, I got a few more steps and I'm an angel. I still want to be here on this earth. I don't want to die to be one. But, you know, it's God's will, what God wants us to do and how we do. But that's our plan. That's my plan, is to follow this action plan of the Word of God, where I can be all I can be in the Word of God and in Jesus Christ. Here's Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, for Apostle and Deacon Mike, amen, and walking in faith. Truly, amen, this is a faith walk. Praise the Lord. We have to have active faith. And as they was ministering, my mind went on Job, amen. We must have the patience of Job, and then also, amen, that have unshakable faith. Praise God. And we all know what Job went through. Praise God. He lost everything that he had and then turned around and he lost, praise God, all of his children all at one time. Praise God. Even his wife turned against him and said, you ought to curse your God and die. And he said, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. Praise God. He said, for the Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, praise God. Can our faith be unshakable as Job? Praise God. Think about it. Now, so oftentimes, amen, we don't want to go through nothing. It's good. I mean, our faith is kicking and working, and everything is up. Praise God. And everything going well. Your health is good. Praise God. Your job is doing great. Money coming in from every angle. But, when things get a little south, praise God, where is your faith? Can your faith kick in then? Praise, when little trials and tribulation, the storms that I heard Pastor mention, praise God, about the storms. Every now and then we're going to have storms going to come up in our lives. Y'all help me now, am I right? Praise the Lord, amen. And it's a storm heading our way. And if you're anchored, praise God, if you're not anchored in the Lord, you're going to get blown away. Praise the Lord. You got to have an anchor. And our anchor is in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. A disappointment moves some folk. Discouragement. Man, too often time we are so easily moved. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we have to learn, praise God, as we grow into grace in Christ Jesus to have unshakable faith. In other words, if God spoke it, we believe it. This is what Abraham done. Praise God. Abraham believed God. He was called a friend of God. Why? Because he believed God. Amen. When God spoke to him, amen, he obeyed. He carried it out. This is what we are saying to you this morning. Amen. Act it out. Amen. On the word. Amen. If God spoke it, we believe it. He's able to perform it. We trust God anyhow. Amen. Whether we see it or not, amen, we believe God. Amen. If he don't do it today, amen, we hang on in there. Amen. And wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. Amen. The word say, am I right? And I was looking here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. It say, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Praise God. Here's Paul encouraging his son, spiritual son, Timothy. Encouraging his heart. There a man locked up in jail, encouraging a young minister that was in the ministry. Praise God. Can we do that? Praise God. If we locked up, praise God, going through, can we encourage somebody else? Come on, somebody. This is what it's all about, praise God. Can we forget about our trials and tribulations? Can we forget about our problems? Can we forget about I don't feel good today? My body is aching, and pray for somebody else. Somebody help me here. We're talking about walking in faith, active faith, trusting God anyhow. Amen. It's a lot of folks fighting, but are you fighting a good fight? It's bad to get knocked out in the first round. Come on, somebody. Praise God. That Mike Tyson used to knock him out, before you sit down good and don't turn your head, the fight will be over. You know, that's bad. Come on now. You ought to be able to last a little longer, amen, when you're in Christ Jesus and you have the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Because when you are going through your storms, there's something in the inside to tell you, go ahead. Press your way through. Praise God. Like the woman with the issue of blood, amen, for 12 long years. Praise God. I'm talking about unshakable faith, praise God, walking in faith. And she had spent all that she had. Then went from doctor to doctor. And instead of getting better, the Bible says she got worse. Come on, somebody. But she heard about Jesus. Oh, when we hear about Jesus, we need to try to, amen, go to him. Praise God. He's always right there with outstretched arms saying, whosoever will, let him come. He said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to today, but oh, you've been going through, but today is your day. Amen. God, amen, sending his word, amen, to you. Amen. He said, today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, praise God. She had to press away. Oh, the press was heavy. The press I'm talking about was the crowd. Amen. He always had a crowd around him. But before she gave up and before she quit, how many know a quitter would never win? But a winner would never quit. And she pressed. And she said within herself, see, this thing got to come from within you. He said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Oh, help me, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. All you got to do is reach out and touch him in faith today. Praise God. He's always right there. Oh, praise God. All you got to do is reach out. Praise God. If you draw nigh to him, he said he'll draw nigh to you. Oh, I'm talking about an active faith. Oh, praise God, and walking in faith, trusting God anyhow, whatever you're going through, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, we can make it today through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, without me, we can do nothing. Oh, we need him. Oh, we need the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about it, praise God, that we got somebody who will never leave us, not forsake us. He always will be there, praise God. He will always, oh, he will encourage your heart. All we got to do, amen, is this, amen, fight the good fight of faith, praise God, like Paul told Timothy, praise God. He said, fight the good fight of faith, praise God. Keep on anyhow, praise God, and everything going to be all right. He will turn a negative into a positive. He'll turn a bad situation and make something good out of it. Praise God. He always will do great things in our lives, praise God, because he said he searches the heart, knows what's in the mind of our spirit. Oh, he will bring us out. He'll bring us out with a mighty hand. Oh, we got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Praise God. Be in good courage out there today. Praise God. He said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, it's falling on good ground today. Praise God. Oh, say, Lord, you can ask. Amen. He said, if you ask, ask in faith. Amen. And not amiss. Amen. In other words, in doubt, unbelief, in disappointment. You got to trust God. Oh, Lord, if you said it, I believe it. That's all he's asking us to do, amen, today, is believe, amen. He said, if you believe, oh, when they come and say, Lord, heal me, I want to be made whole. The Lord asked them one question, do you believe? They say, yes, Lord, we believe, or I believe. And then he performed miracles, oh, with wonders to be performed. Oh, he did it back then. And he's doing the same thing now. He is God yesterday. He's God today. And he's God forevermore. He is God and he changed not. Ain't you glad about it, praise God, that we serve, praise God, a God that is always, amen, right there. Amen. So we can fight, amen, that good fight of faith today, praise God. Now, Paul know what he was talking about, because if we go over to, amen, 2 Corinthians, praise the Lord, in chapter, praise God, 11, and at verse 22, watch what he went through, praise God. So he know what he was talking about, amen, to Timothy and encourage others while he was locked up. Look what he went through, his trials and tribulations. Listen at this testimony. In verse 22, he say, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labor, more abundant in strife, above measure in prison, more frequently in death often. Of the Jews 5 times, received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day, I have been in the deep, in the journey, often in perils of the water, in perils of the robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathens, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, and in perils among false brethren. And that perils means danger. Come on, look at the danger he was in. In weariness, in painfulness, and watching often, and hunger, and in thirst, and in fasting often, and cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which come upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must need glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, know that I lie not. Oh, listen to that. Oh, he went through some things. Oh, praise the Lord. all, and look what he, all that unshakable faith. Yet, he said, if I need glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmity. What about you today? Oh, praise God. Can you, amen, give God glory in your infirmity? Oh, when you're going through, praise God, when you done lost, praise God, a loved one, praise God, or when you, amen, is going through a divorce, or when you are going through whatever you are going through, praise God, can you give God glory, knowing that he is able to turn that situation on your behalf, praise God, and he always will bring you out to bring you in to something better. If he did it, praise God, for Israel, praise God, he's doing the same thing now. Oh, thank God, amen, that he's an unchangeable God, praise God. But he's looking for faith. The Bible tells me that his eyes go to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for faith in the earth. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Can you say, Lord, here I am. Lord, use me. Oh, he's looking for somebody, oh, that he can put his trust in. Oh, can God trust you today? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about it? Praise God that he's able to do abundantly above that all that we can ask of faith, according to the power that lies within us. In the name of Jesus, all praise the Lord. All thank God. All, so we got to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold upon eternal life. Praise God. Amen. All, he's always right there. We can embrace the Lord today. Praise God. And we can walk with our head high. Regardless of what we go through, he will bring us out. Oh, he's on our side. And we, I want to say amen to somebody. We have more fighting for us than against us. Oh, I thank God. Oh, if he took two fish and five barley loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men, women, and children, how much more can he do for our families? Come on, somebody help me out there. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about it, praise God, that our God, he worked through the impossible. He's an impossible God. And the things that is impossible with man is possible with God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you can give him the, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can start shouting right now. Oh, we have the victory. Oh, God, we have the victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, today is your day out there. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. You still in your house? You may be behind on your mortgage note, but you're still in your house. Praise God. God give you divine favor. This is what we're talking about when you fight the good fight of faith. Amen. And you're going to trust God anyhow. You're not worrying about, amen, your situation. Praise God. But, Lord, if you spoke it, I know you're going to bring me out. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, you know I need a job, God. But, oh, you keep me in my house. Lord, you know I can't make my car note, but you keep me driving. You keep me with gas in it. Come on, there's always something that you can praise God for. Oh, he woke you up this morning, praise God, and he put your feet, praise God, on the floor. But now he didn't put your clothes on. He gave you the strength to do that. Come on, somebody. Oh, you have to do that by faith. Oh, this world is operating today by faith. Oh, everything that we do is by faith. Come on, somebody. Oh, y'all going to make me preach up in here. Oh, but I thank God, amen. God has been good to us. He has brought us from a mighty long way. And his grace and his mercy is able to carry us on. Oh, he's destroying the yokes now on our behalf. Even as I speak today. Oh, praise God. He's mending families. You may be called the black sheep of your family. Praise God. But God got a way. Praise God, to turn that situation. All you got to do is trust God. Put it in his hand. Go all, if you put it in God's hand, praise God, take it out of our hand and put it in his hand and say, now, Lord, you work it out in everything. Somebody say everything.
Everything.
Somebody say everything.
Everything.
One more time. Somebody say everything.
Everything.
We'll be all right. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Oh, this is the 4th of July. I want to say to you now, keep Jesus in your celebration, because all your family members ain't saved. Oh, I tell City of Victory, I'm telling you. Come on, somebody. Oh, you know you're going to have them parties. You want your barbecue. Oh, you watch your punch bowls out there now. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you and have a happy and safe 4th of July. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word coming forth from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Deacon Micah. Are you going to have faith today? Are you going to demand faith today? More demand, I tell you. See, if you put faith in demand, guess what? The manifestation shall come to pass. It's in the word, it says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So guess what? Today, begin to speak it, begin to believe it, begin to see it, and prepare yourself to receive it today. Because you know what? Without faith, I don't know where we're going to be. Having faith in God and knowing that what we pray for, trusting and believing that it's already done. See that word demand? It's a forceful statement in which you say that something must be done or given to you. A strong need for something, an act of demanding or asking, especially with authority. So you know what? Put that demand on faith today that what you're praying for, that it shall manifest. You tune in tomorrow to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also visit the website at blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And if the woman of God has blessed you in any way, and you know what? Monday was her birthday, so if you even want to give her a donation, you know, plant a seed into her and say, you know, hey, bless the woman of God, you can go ahead, you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can visit our website, LogianInternationalMinistries.com. Hit that donate button, go right ahead, and place that seed, that donation, whatever, no donation is too small or too great, and bless it. Lord, I thank you for the woman of God praying for me, praying for my family, speaking a word into my life, speaking a word into my family's life. In anything, give God thanks. And know that when you plant a seed, you're planting it and sowing it in good grounds. You shall reap that harvest. Again, that's LogianInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION, internationalministries.com. Be blessed today and tune in tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
and
let God have it. That's when things start happening. some days today. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.